us to items on the agenda, the adoption of the final mandate and the briefing by the Department of Defense. We'll go to the third item, the update on Magistrate Waters' provisional suspension, and without any waste of time, I'll hand over to Mr. Law.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The report on the lifting of the provisional suspension of Mr. Hawley, actually that's from two sides, the parenthood matters and the misconduct hearing. On the parenthood matters, on 19 June 2013, Parliament resolved to uplift the provisional suspension of Mr. Hawley, Regional Magistrate Kimberley, with certain conditions, is that he's only assigned to deal with apartheid matters, and we should also provide regular reports regarding the progress made and the status of the disciplinary hearing as well. The apartheid matters that Mr. Hawley is dealing with, he commenced with that on 16 September 2013, and we prepare a list on where the matter is. 15 of the 26 apartheid matters have in the meantime been finalized at the time of compiling this. It should be a little bit more with the number of weeks now passed or days passed. That is where we are with that. It is progressing, and it is checked every time on progress. With the misconduct matter, a number of things have occurred since commencement thereof. Of the misconduct inquiry, there were a number of postponements, usually applications by Mr. Hawley. Then he wants to appoint a legal representative. Then he abandons the person that he wishes to appoint. He has made applications for recusals. The recusals were not only against Mr. Hawley, but also the Magistrates Commission as an institution. He alleged institutional biasness against the Commission. Now, the presiding officer in all these applications have to properly apply his mind and make a ruling, and if the ruling is not fully motivated, then he could be taken to the High Court, which will cause further delays. I have an example here of an application that was brought, and the presiding officer had to work just about through the night to prepare for the next morning. So it's not just postponement to give him an opportunity to get his ruling right. And it's about 20 pages of tight ruling that he presented. Now, the last time the misconduct in matter was from the 2nd of December to the 5th of December, when Mr. Hawley, it's now parted, the misconduct inquiry, handed in then at the very late stage a note from his medical practitioner, whom he had visited the previous afternoon, which indicated he is ill and unable to proceed with the inquiry. He indicated that he takes antidepressant medication, which makes him slow, and that he is losing his voice and he has severe heart flashes. One must also bear in mind that he is unrepresented at this stage. So a postponement was given. The matter is set down for the 12th to the 16th of May. The reason for the long postponement is most of the witnesses are magistrates, regional court magistrates, who also have their court roles to deal with and make themselves available for those dates. Mr. Chair, that is all I have at this stage.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Law. Honourable members, that was just for the committee to note. Honourable Gunda.
Chair, just one question for clarity. Seeing that this case has been postponed now for such a long time, what will happen now if there comes another letter of the doctor? Because I've just heard that it's stress, idler, because of the situation. The situation won't get better. A disciplinary hearing won't get better. My question is, what will happen if these things keep on going forward? Are there any rules and regulations and laws that can prohibit them to go on like this? Because if you look through this thing, you can see he's paying for time check. So I'm just asking, is there anything that the department can do or what the commission can do? No?
We have to comply with the constitution of a fair hearing, and we have had matters where the medical and all these excuses were used continuously, and then we had a ruling that we started leading evidence in the absence of the accused magistrate. We have done that before. What we run into then, and that is what practically happened, is that after a few witnesses have been led, we have to give the accused magistrate the opportunity, when he returns to the hearing, to cross-examine those witnesses. Then he uses all these documentation again, and he used that. It actually prolonged the matter even further, because he, I think it was for many, many weeks that he just used those documents for cross-examination.
Okay, Mr. Gunda. As I said earlier, honourable members, it was just for the committee to note, and we will go to the first item on the agenda, the mandate on State Attorney Amendment Bill. Honourable members, we have five final mandates from Limpopo, Northwest, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, and Western Cape, and they all vote in favour of the bill. Any member for the adoption? Honourable Umjak and Honourable Broto.
Western Cape vote in favour of this bill.
We will start with the Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Chair. The province of the Eastern Cape mandate the Eastern Cape delegates to the NCOP to vote in favor of the bill.
Thank you very much. Mpumalanga.
The Mpumalanga legislature mandate permanent delegates of the Mpumalanga province to vote in favor of the bill.
Thank you very much. Northwest? Northwest is not here. Northern Cape?
No. Chair, the legislature of the Northern Cape voted in favor of this bill.
Limpopo?
Limpopo vote in favor of the bill.
Western Cape? Umjak? Yes.
Western Cape vote in provincial parliament votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, five provinces have voted in favor of the bill, and the bill is duly supported and adopted by the committee. The Select Committee on Security and Constitutional Development, having considered the subject of the State Attorney Amendment Bill, referred to it, has agreed to the bill without further amendments. Agreed?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then we will go to the adoption of the legacy report. I think members had the opportunity to peruse the report. Thank you very much, the Department and Parliamentary Legal Advisors. You can be dismissed. Thank you. Gunda. And okay, Jacques was part of the meeting. JJ and Jacques were the only people who were part of that meeting who were present here.
Yeah,
any more? JJ?
I move for adoption.
Jacques? Thank you very much. The minister Julie adopted. Can we go to the 18th February? Ms. Broto, you are part of the meeting.
I move for adoption, Chair.
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. The minister Julie adopted. 19th February.
For adoption, Chair.
And a second?
I second, Chair.
Thank you very much. The minister, Julie, adopted.
I move for adoption.
Chair, I support.
Thank you very much. The minister should adopt it. Those were the last minutes. Honourable members, before I give to Gashwin to make an announcement, this is the last meeting of the committee for this term, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank all members and staff for the support they gave from 2009 until today. We worked wonderfully as a family, and despite the challenges that faced us as members from different political parties, we ensured that the work of the committee comes first. And I don't look back with any regrets, because we did very well, and I think every member of the committee is very proud for the contribution he has made. And without any waste of time, for those members who would just like to say something brief, I'll give over to them. Honorable Gunda, Honorable Berger.
Chair, thank you for this opportunity. I did say last year in a farewell speech about the staff of this committee. But I would like to say this, Chair. I would like to thank you as a chairperson of specifically of this committee, that you really lead us well. You are a team man, and you don't work as an individual. You always believe in collective decisions, and I'm proud and I'm happy to have worked with you. I have learned a lot from you. And I would like to say thanks for your attitude. You've got a great attitude. And I mean it when I said it the last time I said it to people, that there are a few chairpersons that I've worked with that really, they are team people. And for that, I'm grateful and I thank you that you could have worked with you. And at the same time, I would include Honorable Mohobi. Mohobi for Kokta, he was as great as you are, and it was a privilege for me to work with you guys. You have opened up my eyes for many things which sometimes I thought I was right, and I have to learn a lot from you guys. And I want to say thank you, thank you. And to the members of this committee, they might not be here today. I'm proud of them. And I want to say thank you, because you've always put South Africa first. And thanks that you guys can work like a team. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, thank you for thanking. I was with this committee in 2009, and then they moved me in 2010 to finance, and I returned last year, in the beginning of last year. And I must admit, I really enjoyed it to be part of this committee. To you, the chairman, I vote off a big respect for you, and good luck with your political future. I believe that you can take it far. To every member of this committee, I learn you and I understand you. And I've always tried to be honest, and you know when I differ from you, and you know when I support you. So thank you. And a great word of thanks to the secretary, Gershwin. I told the other day another member that I think you're the best, and I really enjoyed it to work with you and with your supporting staff, everyone that is supporting you. It was nice to work with you, and I wish every one of you a nice future. Thank you.
No, thank you,
Chair. I just asked myself how you have been operating without a feminine voice in this committee. And I'm very thankful that I was brought to this committee only this year. But the period that I stayed in this period was very fulfilling in this committee. And really thank you for welcoming me and letting me be myself, and wishing you all the best in the future endeavors. Thank you very much.
Honorable Robert. Suki.
Thanks. Chairperson, I don't know who to thank in this committee, but the voices of the people that have just spoken before me show that you worked well as a committee, you worked as a team, and I am now I am now really, really assured that Mr. Becker, when he was now and then taken to the red carpet in the legislature of the Western Cape, I can see what made him to walk that red carpet every now and then to go and face the honorable madam. It's because he worked very well with you guys in this term. Honorable Gunda Yena, he did not appear in our committees, like me, who did not appear in this committee for quite a while. I was an alternate in this committee. I could not make it because the committees sit at the same time. So thanks very much, Chairperson, for working with Unesi from Eastern Cape. I know he's sometimes not available because of his health, but you managed to not to disappoint the government because of the absence of Ganis. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and I wish you all the best as you are coming back to Parliament next term. Do what you have done in this term. You'll be the president of the country next time.
Gunda?
I forgot one thing to say.
There's something that many of us sometimes forgot to say. And thank you is a small word. But Chair, there was something that was outstanding of the leadership of this committee. And the one thing that was outstanding is that, listen here, we're not here to represent our jackets, we're here to represent the people who voted for us. And Chair, Honorable Louis is not here today. Matila is not here today. Nessie is not here. I used to call Nessie the naughty boy and all that.
And Bloom, don't forget Bloom.
Yeah, and Bloom. But Chair, and the guy who was previously here, Gary Manzini and Dennis Joseph. I want to say to all of you, the members who are part of this committee, if there is something that you guys can take out, like Honorable Roto and Zuki Swai have just said, that people can learn. You have taught many of us the value of each human being in this committee is very important. This is the lesson that I can take with me wherever I go. I even said to the comrades in Upington, they asked me, why are you so happy in Parliament when you debate? And I said, you know what? Because I'm working with people who respect each other. And that is the thing that makes me proud of you, to say, there's my comrades. There are my colleagues. We're working together. And NTR came in late. It's fine. Patricia, Gershwin, Moss, all of them in this committees, both COPTA and security. I think we were updated with little things which other people will never got. You are at home on a Sunday, then Gershwin reminds you you've got a meeting on Tuesday. He reminds you on Sunday. Sometimes Moss, he might send an SMS late, and then the morning he phones you, Honorable Gunda, don't forget there's a meeting at 10. So that was how we worked as a team. And I appreciate you guys. I was privileged to work with you guys. Everybody in this committee. And from Jacques, baie dankie Jacques dat jy so nederig was and eerlijk met yourself and hoe jy voer oor iets. It's very important to be honest with yourself if you feel this thing is not good. At least you get it off your chest and there's no hatred or anything. Thank you, Jacques. And Nguru Leko, thanks for the transport. Thank you.
Honorable Mkhodi.
that when we were only the male choir, we complained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but we didn't have any person to intervene at that time. Now when we are about to say goodbye to Parliament, we have a woman voice, which is really aspires to the community.
Yeah.
And we would miss these voices. Those of us who will be back, we say, let's take it from there. Those who will be redeployed back home, we say, take it home, the experiences that we have learned in Parliament. I would also want to say, Chairperson, in your particular, the collective work you have shown us. Remember, we are just a committee, two committees in one. When somebody would be disturbed by illness, you jumped in, would say, continue with that sacrifice. And your staff, the content advisor, the Gashwins, the Patricias, you would think that Patricia is quiet, but she is firm when she wants to be. When she talks, she say, no. You have a focus, you have your manners. You have done a good job. You put a leg, logistic. Keep doing the right thing you've been doing. We would miss you, those of us who are not coming. They would really, really miss the voice of Parliament. Members of the committee, in particular from all parties, indeed, what we've been saying is that we've been very collective. In most cases, especially when we are faced with the legislative issues, we're not ideological. And I'm proud of that. We have succeeded. We went all over the provinces with security, making oversight. We always won. I was never experienced a heated argument from political point of view. The argument was about the opinion on how to take the matter forward. I would really say, I don't have words, but we are happy. I'm different from before 2009. I'm a different person. I've learned a lot. NCOP is a university. Both in the committee and in the plenary, we have learned. And I'm honest when I'm saying I'm not like before 2009. I think I've learned something. I can say some of the certain things we'll take back to the society to teach them how Parliament works and what the people expect. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The staff is also here. Maybe they have a different view about us, and I'll just give them briefly so that they tell us how we treated them. Mfoko, Patricia, Nkululeko, Gashwin, Elthia, and Moss, in that order. Just briefly.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members. It really has been a very interesting experience. When you started, you were all new, and I was the only one from the previous committee, but every committee, every parliament is different. So every experience was new. And the one thing that I really appreciated, especially from Chairperson, was when we brought matters to your attention, you always had an open ear. And you gave us the opportunity to interact with members and brief them on issues before the committee, which really assisted in making our the value that we brought to the committee, it brought that home. So we always felt appreciated. From my side, I always felt appreciated, and you always expressed that. And even our interaction with the members were always very collegial and respectful. And wherever we traveled together, we always felt that we were part of this committee. There was no distinction about the role that we played in the committee, and I really appreciate it. And I want to thank every member also for the relationship that we had over the 5 years. Thank you very much.
Good morning, honorable members. I also want to appreciate the time that I've worked with all of you, both in this committee and our committee, which is COPTA. I appreciate the level and the honesty in terms of engaging on the quality of work that we have presented to you as members. It has taught us to do on honest corrections, honest reflections on the quality of work that you have presented to members. And I also appreciate the level of cooperation amongst all of us, especially on in oversight intervention in terms of 139, whereby when we have approached, I mean, committee work, it was beyond political lines. I have really appreciated the length from that approach when we have approached, especially challenges of municipalities, when we have seen them beyond party political lines. And I've appreciated, the various leadership from both of you as chairpersons, and I've also appreciated the genuine relationship that we've developed amongst honorable members of all the committees. I'm happy to have worked with you. Thanks, sir.
Having only joined the committee in October, it was a very short time for me, but it was also a steep learning curve for me, having come from a committee that hardly met to a committee that met quite a lot. And I think that it was important just being heard, and the information that one prepares for members and chair particularly to actually listen to it and to engage with it, that was really great. So thank you, and also just to the staff, it's a real team effort here, and that I think makes working with this committee also really wonderful. Thank you.
Ashwin? The engine of the committee.
Members, I really want to thank you for an enjoyable 5 years. I must say I've worked in the NA before coming to the NCOP, and it was a totally different atmosphere. Coming from party political lines, actually working together as a team to accomplish goals, I really enjoyed it. And you made me shine. So I thank you for the support, especially during the bereavement of my daughter. I really appreciate the words of comfort. I thank you for that. And I'm going to miss this batch of members. It was quite a steep learning curve for me too. But I thank the chair, especially for allowing us to have an ear to speak our minds and to provide the advice. Even if it wasn't well received, it was an exercise in our own confidence. So we really want to thank members, and we wish you all well for the future. And thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Two announcements before we adjourn.
Yes, members, firstly, on just to deal with the agenda, just to finalize that, we were meant to discuss the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which is an international convention which Parliament must approve. The National Assembly has already approved the cluster convention, which is for the NCOP to ratify. Everything was arranged. The department was supposed to attend. They were going to bring extra copies. They dropped the copies off, but not the presenter. So we are stuck with just the copies of the presentation. Members would need to have a presentation from the department, because there might be questions that you want to ask. So unfortunately, we cannot adopt this today. So I'm going to report to the NCOP that this matter will have to be held in abeyance for the next parliament. We will write to the department just to find out what exactly went wrong. The other announcement is that there will be a farewell lunch for members today at 12:30 in the Marks Building restaurant. 12:30.
Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.